children. I'm going to go downstairs with Sister Haynes today. Say amen for them.
Amen.
Pray for them.
Amen.
Thank Reverend Massey for his prayer. Amen. Minister briefly. You, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. To Sister Evans, amen. We've almost made 28 years together. Amen. Well, 30 years together. Amen. Anniversary is coming up. I want to say happy anniversary to her.
Amen.
We often talk about Brother and Sister Alexander and Brother and Sister Cook. Amen. That we want to make them kind of years. We still got a few to go.
Amen.
But I think we can hang in there. We have these senior couples, amen, that we remember very fondly.
Amen.
And the years that they put in with one another. And we thank God for them. Amen. And we thank God for all married couples, and we pray for you. But especially I wanted to acknowledge Sister Edwards on the day. Amen. A few days to come. Amen.
Amen.
If the Lord says the same, amen. The tarrying is coming. And the creek don't rise. Amen. We'll celebrate together. Amen. We ask the Lord today that he would allow the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, that it would be acceptable in his sight. We pray that his word would go forth.
Yes, sir.
And don't return void. Amen. That he will speak to you today in a very special way. Amen. We want to direct your attention to, amen, a portion of the responsive reading that you've already participated in. A couple of those verses and a couple that follows.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22 through 25. When you find that and you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control, or temperance. Against such there is no law.
Mm-hmm.
And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts.
Mm-hmm.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
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 I want to talk to you just for a few moments about the fruit no one wants to eat. The fruit that no one wants to eat. Amen?
Amen.
I want to discuss with you today the fruit of the Spirit that no one likes. There are nine fruits. And of the nine, this is the hardest to swallow.
All right.
But before I give you an expository expression of that fruit, let's talk about the other fruit first. Is that all right? We're going to discuss it with some brevity. I don't want you to think, well, it's nine fruit, and we're going to be here a long time going from one to nine. But we're going to discuss the first eight with brevity. Is that all right? Let's say for argument's sake that love is an apple.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody loves a good ripe red apple. Amen.
Yes, sir.
It's been said that one a day keeps the doctor away.
Amen.
That may or may not be true. But love, and especially the love of God, sure is a great pacifier for anything that ails us.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Then there's joy. I like to think of joy as a peach. Amen. I don't know about you, but peaches are one of my favorite fruit. Amen. And joy is like a peach because joy overwhelms you and gives you a soft, amen,
yes,
kind
sir.
Of soft, mushy feeling.
You're right.
On the inside. Amen. My granddaughter and I always ask me, Paw, when is it peach season? Amen. Because she'll come over and we have, during a period of time, we always have peaches in the refrigerator. She wants to know when they're gone, why we don't have any more.
Amen.
And I said, well, it's not peach season any longer. So she'll ask me, when is peach season?
Yeah.
Then there's peace.
All right.
I like to think of peace as a grape. Because peace gives you the feeling that you're all wrapped up and protected by a layer of faith that keeps in the sweetness.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The thickness of your faith skin determines how often your peace gets pierced.
All right.
Amen. And some of this stuff y'all will get later. Y'all won't know what I'm talking about right now. Next there, we have patience. For me, patience is an orange. Because oranges have sections. And each section has its own seeds. I see each of those sections as a trial.
Yes, sir.
But hidden in every trial is the seed of patience.
All right.
Those seeds help us to face our trials and tribulations, to endure our challenges, and to be reborn from them.
All right.
That's patience. Then there is gentleness. Gentleness is a plum. Amen. I mean, you never know how sweet a plum is until you bite into it. Is that right?
Yes.
I know some of y'all go in the fruit section, the produce section, and you sample grapes. You pull off a grape, amen, and taste that grape. Brother here, amen, he's witnessing to that. Sister Carol, she's smiling, so I know she's done it. Amen. Y'all need to know, besides, that might be considered stealing. The other thing is, you don't know what's been on. Is that right? But a plum, amen, a plum, it might look good. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It looks good. But you get home and it don't taste good. You can poke it, you can smell it, you can feel it. Amen. You can't bite into it at the store. Amen. But you don't know what you got until you get it home and you bite into it.
Yeah.
The same is true of your gentle nature.
All right.
No one knows your gentle nature.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. Nobody knows your gentle nature until they take a bite out of you.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. That's when you have a chance to show how sweet you really are.
Yeah.
When folk done took a bite out of you. Amen. You know, when they done rubbed you the wrong way.
Yeah.
If they done mistreated you or abused you.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Then they know how sweet
you're right.
You really are.
Yeah.
Goodness is the next fruit. Amen.
All right.
Goodness is like a banana. Amen. Amen. And it's not one of my favorite, but goodness is like a banana. No matter how you slice it, you get the same sweetness in every bite. Is that right? There's no hard center, no sour layer just under the skin. It's all sweet. That's what the fruit of goodness is like. No matter who you deal with.
All right.
Amen. No matter who you deal with, they get the same fragrant response.
Yeah.
It's all good. Amen. Have you ever met anybody that's just good all the time? They're the same all the time. Amen. And every time you deal with them, they are the same. That's what goodness is. It's all the way through.
Amen.
Then comes faith. Faith is a pair. Amen. Amen. A pair gets wider as it grows from the stem, unlike some of us as we grow, amen. When we get a little wilder, the older we get, but the more it grows, the wilder the bottom of the pear gets.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's when they talk, you know, you've heard it said some people got a pear shape. Amen. I know we don't have none in football. That's faith. The more you grow in faith,
yeah,
the greater your faith becomes.
Exactly.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Then there is meekness. Amen. I told you we was going with brevity. There's meekness. Meekness, that's like a, meekness is a strawberry. Strawberries, amen, grow very near to the ground.
Yeah.
Amen. I call them humble fruit. Amen. And I know some of us can't eat strawberries. Amen. But they're so good. We push the limit anyway.
All right.
We know we're going to break out. We know we're going to have an allergic reaction to it. But it's something about strawberries.
Yeah.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? That just makes us want to take a bite out of it. They grow close to the ground. They lay low. Amen. And they stay close to the soil that nurtures them.
Yeah.
Christians ought to be like strawberries.
Amen.
They ought to keep their self side down and draw all their strength from the one who nurtures them. Is that all right? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that brings us to the last fruit of the Spirit, which is called temperance or self-control. Amen. This is where it's going to get quiet.
All right.
And that's the one I call a lemon. Is that all right? Because self-control is the fruit that nobody likes to eat.
Yeah.
Why is it this fruit, amen, called self-control? We can learn a bit about self-control from Solomon.
Yeah.
Solomon exposes the calamities caused by a lack of self-control.
Yes, sir.
Solomon says there are seven sins that God hates. Uh-huh. Amen. And this is what is known as God's hate list. Uh-huh. Amen. And every one of them is an example of a lack of self-control.
Yes, sir.
You read this in Proverbs 6, 12 through 19.
Amen.
He says a lying mouth. Mm-hmm. A mischievous heart.
All right.
A proud look. Hands that shed innocent blood.
Yes.
A heart that dreams evil. Feet that run to evil.
All right.
And the sin every pastor dreads. Sowing discord among the brethren.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost. What does it mean to control yourself? I'm glad you asked.
Amen.
Amen. In the original Greek, amen, temperance or self-control had a range of definitions to describe the control of human behavior.
All right.
Amen. And that brings us to where we want to be today, just for a few minutes. First thing is self-control means to be sober.
All right.
And not counterfeit. Amen.
Amen.
Self-control means to be sober and not counterfeit. We call it, amen, in the vernacular of our time, we may call it being real.
All right.
Is that right?
Amen. Yes.
It means that you don't act one way with your friends and another way with your church family.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You got to be the same.
Yes, sir.
Wherever you are.
Yeah. Mm.
Amen. Don't be holy in the church house.
All right.
And unholy at home.
Yeah. Amen.
Am I talking to anybody here today?
Amen.
I know what you're thinking. I hear you. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Pastor, you better be glad I'm not so real with my church family.
Yeah.
And you may be right. You may be right. If you are still a novice or a neophyte Christian, that is a baby in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. If you have not matured yet, if you have not grown yet,
yes,
if you are new at this thing called self-control,
all right,
then I can certainly understand why you feel compelled to be a pretender.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
we pretend.
Yes.
And that's all right. If that's what gets you by, amen, by all means, keep on pretending until you get the hang of this thing called self-control, amen, in this Christian life.
All right.
Is that all right?
Amen.
That should be a point at which every mature Christian learns to submit to the authority of God.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
And become not just real with folk, but you become real for Christ.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
You know what the word says, folks. The word says in 1 Corinthians 16:16, submit yourself to those who labor in the ministry.
All right.
Colossians 3:18 says, submit yourselves to your own husbands.
Yeah.
Hebrews 13:17 says, submit yourselves to those who rule over you.
All right.
1 Peter 2:13 says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man.
Amen.
1 Peter 5:5 says, submit yourself to the elders. Can I get a witness here?
Amen.
And finally, James 4:7 says, submit yourselves to God.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
You get the clear idea that we serve a God of order, amen, who expects us, amen, to live a predictable life of obedience.
Amen.
Amen. We've got to be real for Christ.
Yes.
Amen. We want to be real with everybody else.
You're right.
Amen. And use that realness as an umbrella. Yeah. To act any kind of way.
All right.
To tell folk anything we want to tell them, but we need to be real for Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many of you know flip-floppers make a mess of things?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. They flip-floppers, they stir up contentions, yeah. Amen. Flip-floppers, they feed fights, amen. They rattle our religion. Their unpredictability renders them useless,
yeah, right,
for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God can use a chameleon.
All right.
You know what a chameleon does, don't you? He or she adapts to his or her surroundings. Amen. They just act like everybody else is acting. They just blend in. He hides behind a phony exterior,
right,
that makes him look like he fits in.
Yes.
But he's a counterfeit.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Counterfeit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Playing like they love God. Playing like they really belong in the body of Christ. They are counterfeits, and God can't use no counterfeit Christian.
Amen.
Am I talking to anybody today?
Amen.
We want to be real with everybody else.
Yes.
But we shucking and jiving with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Like, amen.
Counterfeit Christians may look good on the outside.
Yeah.
Crosses around their necks and Bibles under their arms or the latest app on their portable device.
Yeah.
They may sound good with all of their praise the Lord, thank you Jesus, be blessed, and all of these expressions, these glib expressions that everybody coming up with,
yeah,
to make folk think that they are more holier than somebody else,
yeah,
or that they got some kind of inline contact,
yes,
with God that you don't have.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. They are declaring and decreeing in the name of God.
In the name, yeah, of God.
But notice it doesn't come to pass.
All right.
They are false prophets.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. It's time out for some of that stuff, amen, that we blaming on God. We got a bad setting up and telling folk what God has spoke to me. And then I don't argue with what God has told anybody.
All right.
Amen. But we serve a God of order.
Yes.
And if God has told you something,
all right,
then it ought to come to pass.
Amen.
You're just not up talking about stuff that you don't know anything about, that it just sounds good because you preface what you're about to say with the Lord. Drop that in your spirit.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. Some other folk can drop stuff in your spirit as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul said, amen, amen, be not drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled,
yeah, yeah,
with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Some of us are full of our own,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Ghost. And we want to blame everything on God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't have time to get into it, but Sister Edwards and I, we was at a funeral once, and the preacher wanted to take some type of pastoral, amen, privilege. It wasn't his church, but amen. He wanted to tell folk, amen, after a good song was being sung, that the Lord told him it was time for the preacher to get up. Now, you know he was out of order.
I was there, man.
But who gonna argue with a preacher to stand up and say, God told him? Help me, Holy Ghost. All out of order. The program just went awry. Amen. The wishes of the family couldn't be carried out because God spoke to him.
All right.
Good looking program.
Expensive program. Amen. But we got that bad preacher this special. We want to get up and tell folk what God is telling us. And what God has decreed to us that we ought to decree to folk. And I don't argue with that. But you better make sure that it come to pass. And why I'm on it, God don't have to use no Googling to reveal it. If God gonna speak to you, he don't have to tell you to go, amen, get online and Google this. God can speak to you. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. God knows what's going on the inside.
Yes, he does.
He knows that, amen, they are useless because they refuse to allow him to control them. Is that all right? Talking about chameleon Christians.
Amen.
Now self-control is really God control.
Yes.
And that's what a lot of us don't realize. Self-control is God control.
Alright.
It's the order of bringing your whole body into subjection and under the control of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a constant outward demonstration of God's inner spiritual control.
Yeah.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
What we see on the outside is often the movie playing on the inside.
All right.
Who's controlling your inner man? Galatians 5:16 says, if we walk by the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Right. Amen.
Who's controlling you?
All right.
Control of the Spirit. It's God's mystery or mastery of you.
Yes.
Mastery of your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mastery of your hands and feet.
Yes.
Mastery of your mind.
Yes.
Self-control means being sober.
All right.
And not counterfeit.
Yeah.
Be real for Christ.
Amen.
Second, self-control means to avoid impulsive behavior.
All right.
Is that all right?
Amen.
What is impulsive behavior? I'm glad y'all are curious this morning. Amen. It's anything you say or do without any godly forethought.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Without, amen. Like speaking, amen, your mind in private.
Yes.
As though God can't hear you.
Amen.
Wherever you are, you don't have to be around folk, and you speak your mind, God hears you.
You're right.
Is that right?
Amen.
And get this, it's like spelling out a curse word.
Mm.
As though God don't know how to spell it.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Just because you spell it don't make it any less.
Yeah.
Amen. Offensive.
Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of y'all been doing that.
Yeah.
Spelling out curse words, just thinking it makes it better. Amen. Some of y'all just go ahead on and cuss. Amen. But amen. We self-control, it helps us avoid impulsive behavior. A seasoned Christian.
All right.
Allows God to take control of his thought process.
Yes, sir.
He knows how to bite his tongue.
Amen.
Hold his peace.
Yes.
Speak without reservation.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You don't always have to tell folk what you think.
Mm.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. They speak without any scriptural aforethought.
Yes.
But there's more to it than just letting God control. Amen. Your emotions. Amen.
Hmm.
The tongue is not the only weapon.
All right.
That Satan uses to tear down God's kingdom. Ungodly impulses. Amen. Will feed. Amen. Feeds on the vanity amen, of self-indulgence.
All right.
Amen. And I'm not talking about anybody at the church, but just for example, like buying that new pair of shoes on Friday when you know you ain't going to have no money to tithe on Sunday. Amen. Like I said, nobody in Fort Worth. Amen. Spending that whole tax refund check on a new car. Without any thought of giving a portion of that blessing to God.
All right.
Stopping off for happy hours. Yeah. With the boys or the girls, when you know your family at home waiting on you. Amen. Like I said, nobody in the church. Amen. This is a message y'all got to tell y'all unchurched friends.
Amen.
The reality is that God expects us to listen to Him first.
Yeah.
Before any decision. Is that right?
Amen.
In all of your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path.
Yeah.
That should be, amen, instilled in you a still small voice called the Holy Spirit that guides your every step.
Right.
Help me, Lord.
Amen.
You should automatically hear God's instructions. Amen. When you have these impulsive thoughts.
All right.
Put that down, whatever that is. You know better.
Yes.
Don't tell that joke. Amen. It's hurtful. Leave that bottle alone.
Amen.
Remember what it did to you the last time.
Yes.
Amen, lights.
Amen.
Morality becomes instinctive to those who are bought and paid for by Christ.
Yes.
It shouldn't take much thought to be good. Is that right?
Amen.
And to walk the straight and the narrow. Amen. Self-control means to be sober, not counterfeit. Self-control means avoiding impulsive behavior.
Yes.
Then finally, self-control means to demonstrate genuine submission and commitment to God.
All right.
I know you're already saying, preacher, I'm committed to the church. Amen. I know you pay your tithes, you worship every Sunday. Now that can be submission, but it can also be habit.
All right.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Right.
Some things we do out of habit.
Yeah.
Not because we love the Lord.
All right.
Submission is obeying God because, amen, you are compelled by His grace to worship and to serve Him. Amen, compelled, amen. In other words, I just can't help it. I got to do what thus saith the Lord because of His amazing grace.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
When you genuinely submit to God and allow Him to pilot your ship,
all right,
it's not likely that you'll let anything get in the way of your commitment to serve Him.
All right.
For example, this will never happen to you. It will never happen in the Fourth Ward Church. Amen. But just for an example, you call the church and say, I know I volunteer.
Yes, sir.
But I'm sorry I can't make it. Something came up. Then you call that friend and say, hey, girl, it's okay, I got out of that church thing. What you want to do tonight? Amen, lights. Amen. I know this is unfamiliar scenario to us here at Fourth Ward.
Yeah.
Self-control means you won't bail on God.
Amen.
And leave His work undone.
All right.
Oh, help me, Lord. Whether individually or within a team or ministry.
Yeah.
Self-control necessitates you carry out what you agree to do.
Yeah.
In other words, it ought to be time out for excuses.
Amen.
If you said it, your word ought to mean something.
Yes.
If you said you're going to do it, you ought to do it. If you volunteer to be in a ministry or on a team, you ought to do what's required of you to do.
Yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost. It's time out for making excuses.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about you, but we're living in critical. wonderful times.
You're right.
That we need to be steadfast, unmovable.
Yes.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
All right.
Self-control means you got your Christian priorities straight.
Amen.
You take his commands seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you obey him completely.
Yeah.
Even at the expense of some fleeting personal pleasure, like going to a movie or on a date or a chance to sleep in on Sunday morning.
All
right. I heard Moses said, I'd rather suffer affliction with the people of God.
Yeah.
Amen. Than to enjoy the pleasure of sin just for a season.
Yeah.
Don't be like that one that, amen, looks back over their life and is filled with spiritual regrets.
Mm.
When you say, I wish that I would have followed through on that commitment.
All right.
But Lord, as I hear it to a close, why do I call self-control?
Yes, sir.
I know you've been wondering why I call it a lemon.
Uh-huh.
It's bitter to the mouth.
Yeah.
But it's sweet to the spirit.
Yeah. All right.
Can I get a witness here?
Yeah.
Nicest and sweetest things I saw was watching Aaron, amen, eat a lemon.
Yeah.
Amen. She just ate it up, and amen, her little expression was, it's bitter, but she didn't stop eating. She kept on eating because it's, amen, it's bitter to the mouth.
Yeah.
But it's sweet to the spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. Like it was.
Uh-huh.
A lemon sometimes is tough to swallow, amen. But the reward is great. No one would ever say that self-control is easy because it goes against the flesh.
Yeah.
Yet it does bring the whole body into subjection to Christ.
All right.
Can I get a witness here? Where will you stand when Jesus returns?
Yeah.
Will you be able to say that you endured hardships as a good soldier of Christ?
Yeah.
Will you be able to say that you were a good steward of God's blessings? Will you be able to say that you swallowed hard and kept a smile under fire?
Amen.
Will you be able to say that the fruit of self-control, amen, kept a lock on your lips? Will you be able, amen, to concentrate all of your powers to do God's will?
Yeah.
Now here's what Paul had to say about it. He said in a race, amen, everybody run.
Yes.
But only one person gets the prize.
Yeah.
So we run this race to win.
Yeah.
To win the contest, you must deny yourself of many things.
All right.
That would keep you from doing your best.
Yeah.
An athlete goes to all of this trouble just to win a blue ribbon or a silver cup.
Yeah.
But we do it for a heavenly reward that never disappears. So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step.
Yeah.
I fight to win. I'm not just shadow boxing or playing around.
Yeah.
Like an athlete, I punish my body, treating it roughly, training it to do what it should, not what it wants to do. Otherwise, I fear that after enlisting others to run this race, I myself might be declared unfit and out of order to stand aside.
Yeah.
Self-control, amen, is a challenge toward perfection in your walk with Christ.
Yeah.
Self-control, amen, is therefore the enemy of average.
Yeah. All right.
It's not being average, amen.
Yeah.
Anybody can be average.
Yeah.
You can give an average amount to the church, $20 a week. You can give an average help to the homeless, $1 a week.
Yeah.
You can have average church attendance twice a month. You can consume an average amount of alcohol, one or two drinks with the boys and the girls. You can have average honesty. The IRS don't need to know everything about you, but self-control is way above average. Do average and you receive average. Let me get a witness here. Self-control is complete submission to God's will. What will it profit a man to gain the whole world, then turn around and lose his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Do you really want to be average with God? Especially when your soul is at stake. You want to be average with God, but you want God to give you all things above. Yeah. Self-control is obeying when no one but God is looking. Average begots average. My God is worthy of my best. Not just my average, but the very best that I have to give. If you want to win this race, you got to be above average. Average won't turn our community around. Average won't grow our church. Average won't produce effective ministry. Average won't cover the cost of ministry. Average won't compel men to come. Average won't raise up a Christian service. You've got to learn to suck the lemons with a smile. For Christ's sake, you've got to let the Holy Ghost reign in your flesh and bring it under subjection to the will of God. Full of control, not selfish purpose, not sinful desires. You must be directed by God's wisdom, fulfilled by the will of God, loyal to the principles of God, saturated by the joy of God, devoted to the glory of God, inspired by the word, strengthened by the power. Amen. When your flesh for the Lord will not be in vain.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
But particularly with the one that nobody really likes to eat.
Yes.
Sometimes we just want it easy.
Yes.
We want a bed of roses.
Yes.
Amen. But the Lord didn't promise you that.
Yes.
Did you hear him say that in this world,
yes,
ye shall have trials and tribulations?
Yes.
The good of rich. I've already overcome the world. Amen.
Amen.
And only what we do for Christ is going to last.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I know it's sour sometimes for the Christian.
Yes.
But you got to swallow it with a smile. Because great is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes.
We ought to want to be living examples.
Yeah.
To the God we serve. Some of us are telling lies about what God looks like by the actions and the conduct of our lives.
Yeah.
Folk ought to be able to look at you and see God in you.
Amen.
It ought to be something different about you, something strange, something peculiar.
Yeah.
If somebody followed you,
yeah,
they should not be led astray.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Do y'all get that?
Yes.
Even if they didn't know anything else about God, and they wanted to find their way to God, you ought to be able to say like the apostle said, look on me.
Amen.
Look on us.
Yes.
Amen. I won't lead you astray. My lifestyle, my conduct, my speech, my actions, my interaction with folk. Amen. How I love the Lord, it won't lead you astray.
Amen.
What you see is what you get.
All right.
Well, that I'm real.
Yeah.
For Christ. Not chameleon, I'm real.
Yeah.
Not just fitting in because everybody else want, amen, want to fit in.
Right.
But if you're different, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Long as you're doing it for the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The door of the church is open. If you're here, this is your opportunity to come. Say yes to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
You can make this place your home.